There have been bomb blasts on two sites, one at Kabalagala, this is in the outskirts of Kampala, and about 13 people died, and then at Shadondo Rugby Club, this is on Ginger Road, about 30 people died, and some were injured. On those two sites, about 25. But the casualties may be more. We are yet compiling the figures.
So, madam, does your government know who might have been responsible for this?
No, it is too early to say because the bombs have just gone off. But the police is already up and doing its investigations and following its a few tips.
There are some suggestions, madam, that perhaps this could be the work of Al-Shabaab as a revenge for your country's participation in the peacekeeping process in Somalia.
We can't rule it out. That threat has been on for some time. But yes, when we finally get the proper information, we'll let the world know.
This must be very terrible news for your country, especially on the day of the final for the World Cup.
Of course, we are all very depressed, but we shall get through it and we'll bring the terrorists to justice.
This doesn't have any local connection, madam.
It is too early. There hasn't been any claims yet.
How concerned is your government, particularly about security, when the African Union summit is just around the corner?
I can assure you that security is guaranteed, and even all this, except you cannot, close off all entries and whatever. But all the systems and measures have been put in place, and the venue list for the AU summit has already been secured under 24-hour surveillance.